Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Interbeings Wisdom Wednesday. If you will, please let me know in the chat section that the audio is and video is working well. Wisdom Wednesday is created as an invitation for us to open up to the depths of ourselves and to the depths of our intellect, our emotions, our senses. It's really to touch the ground of wisdom, which is what fuels the transformation of human consciousness and the heart. And whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you so much for being here. Today we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations, and each one's going to be followed by a period of silence where you are invited into the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. It's a short form of Lectio Divina. Resonate. Does something connect with you? And that might be symbolized by a word or a phrase that you hear. Reflect is an opportunity to ponder deeply, to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. Well, you can respond in all kinds of ways, such as journaling or prayer or body movement. And rest, simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After that, we'll close with a spiritual practice in a group dialogue. Today's theme is Mathilde of Magdeburg, an 11th century German mystic. And much of what we will reflect on today comes from her book and comes from the teachings of James Finley. And Mathilde wrote so much about how what her experience of love of God was like. And she didn't write about it so that you would experience what she experiences it. She wrote about it in such a way that you would have the freedom to love God the way that God loves you. So with an open heart and a calm, centered presence and a gentle breath, friends, we are each loved by God in a particular and incomparable manner, as in the case of a bride and groom. And divine intimacy is always precisely particular and made to order, and thus intimate. The inner knowledge of God's love is itself the indwelling presence, and it is also described as joy. It doesn't really matter where we start. The important thing is that we get in on the big secret from one side or the other. Yes, secret, or even hidden secret. And that's what writers like David and Paul and Rumi and Hafiz and Bonaventure and Julian of Norwich and many other mystics call it. God hides these things from the learned and the clever and reveals them only to the little ones. This is really the mystical vocabulary of the saints. And once we experience such intimacy, only the intimate language of lovers describes the experience for us, such as mystery, tenderness, singularity, specialness, changing the rules for me, nakedness, risk, ecstasy, incessant longing, and also, of course, necessary suffering. The big and hidden secret is this: an infinite God seeks and desires intimacy with the human soul. We find ourselves touched by a love that continually deepens between us and the divine. And the beauty of this love reveals that we are drawn into it as if by an irresistible force. God's affection for us is so profound that he honestly cannot imagine being God without our presence. His love for us is unwavering and all-encompassing. And in response, we willingly offer ourselves to God, saying, "Take me home with you. I will be your eternal healer." And these words reflect the depth of the bond between us and the divine, demonstrating our understanding of the mutual nature of this love. We acknowledge that God has freely chosen to love us wholeheartedly, even in our brokenness. And in recognizing this, we realize that God values our presence just as much as we cherish His. This mutual affection creates a beautiful cycle of love and exchange. And so, we find solace in moments of silent contemplation. We humbly ask God to deepen our capacity to realize that the love we sense is already unfolding within us. And we seek guidance on how to remain steadfast in our devotion to this divine connection and to carry it with us throughout the day. So friends, let us take a moment now to find solace in the moments of silent contemplation where we can resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. We, in our contemplation, marvel at the profound connection that links the individual soul and God. Recognizing the omnipresence of the divine, while simultaneously nurturing a deeply personal intimacy, our devotion to God takes on a unique and joyous form as we passionately proclaim, "Our Redeemer has become our Bridegroom." Our love for God is profoundly responsive. Within God, we discover rest, love, peace, longing, and honor, regarding the divine as a source of delight, akin to a refreshing stream. And we ardently insist that God's presence isn't distant or impersonal, but it's tailored to each individual, as if personally summoned into existence. And we employ language that can at times appear erotically charged, reflecting our belief that the union between God and the soul transcends and enriches human sexuality. Though surprising, our sensuous expressions align with the sensibilities of our time. Rather than starkly dividing the physical and spiritual realms, we beautifully merge them into a seamless progression. And our philosophy guides us inward through life's experiences, endowing sanctity that all that exists. Recognizing that the physical experiences of life are hints of a more profound spiritual reality beyond the material world. Thus, we blur the line between the sacred and the secular. Our unique perspective reminds us that the beauty of the physical world can serve as a pathway to spiritual enlightenment. And friends, we find a profound connection to those who walked their spiritual path over centuries ago. We, like them, are not bound by traditional religious roles, but are deeply devoted to a unique way of life. Their shared attributes of simplicity and chastity and an entrepreneurial spirit resonate with us, setting the stage for a deeply personal journey. Their unwavering commitment to God and service to the marginalized is a reflection of our own dedication, defying eternal attempts to define our own path. Whether living alone or within an intimate community, they, much like us, embarked on a spiritual journey that remained self-defined, resisting external influences. Their inner spiritual world was a realm of boundless imagination, a place where they intimately connected with the divine. This connection with God, whom they lovingly referred to as the One, inspired a revolution of the imagination. And our central aspiration mirrors theirs, to unify our will with God's, to become a harmonious whole, reflecting joy, reflecting compassion, reflecting boundless love. And as they once exhorted, we remind ourselves and others that no hindrance can prevent a meaningful prayer life. Regardless of our station in life, whether educated or uneducated, poor or wealthy, the divine's yearning embraces all of us, drawing us closer to his presence. And in these contemplative moments, we are inspired by the legacy of these early visionaries, their unity of will and their profound love, affirming that the quest for divine communion knows no bounds. And that is why we practice contemplation, to quest for divine communion. So let us enter into the silence to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Dear friends, Lady Love plants a seed of compassionate action superior to the marvels of contemplation. Lofty words without compassion are useless. And compassion of love translates into practical compassion. Compassionately and cheerfully, you should so transform your heart in God's holy love that you love each and every brother and sister entrusted to you and all their needs. This care should be quite concrete. Community leaders should arrange for basic comforts of others. Then God's sweetness shall flow wonderfully into you. The intimate love that we and God share is made manifest in a desire to serve others. The radical compassion envisioned as the heart of practical action cannot be generated out of a sense of obligation or duty. It is a heart sense that makes it unbearable to be indifferent to another's needs or to think of anyone as below oneself. Detachment, compassion, and desire to care for human need are our threefold practice to support this radical compassion. Detachment, compassion, and desire to care for human need. And also, dedicate an hour or so to undisturbed prayer. The wells of mercy and compassion are fed by prayer. And love of God and of humanity are not two separate things. Love of God and humanity are not two separate things. Compassionate action reflects and mirrors the divine image. And love is not an emotion or an obligation, but love is God present in the soul. And when we love others with warmth, with affection, and care for their needs, it is God loving them through us. And friends, through life's journey, it becomes evident that independence and self-sufficiency are not enduring states. And these moments serve as poignant reminders of our shared human experience. What stands out is the notion of embracing powerlessness and finding deep gratitude for a higher love, even when we are at our most vulnerable. The transition towards utter ordinariness, devoid of the illusion of self-sufficiency, is a universal part of this human journey. Just like others, we all arrive at this juncture in one form or another. And it calls for a humble acceptance of our limitations, recognizing that it is in our moments of powerlessness that we are most open to receiving divine love. How else would it happen? And contemplating the dialogue between one's soul and body in the face of mortality, we are reminded of our shared destiny. And it encourages us to shift our perspective, releasing complaints and surrendering to a higher plan. This surrender may lead us to the profound realization that all that unfolds in our lives can, in the end, suit us just fine, provided we maintain hope and steadfastness. So the question arises, how can we experience the transformative power of being unraveled by love? How can we experience the transformative power of being unraveled by love? The answer? Well, the answer lies in acknowledging that we are already undergoing this transformation. Even in the midst of unresolved matters and vulnerability, this love can mentor us and nurture an unexplainable trust in the mysterious journey of life. So here, my friends, let us enter into the darkness, into the silence, to contemplate the dialogue between one soul and body. And may we be reminded of our shared destiny. Thank you, friends, for your presence and your loving kindness during these reflections. I hope you too will find this unique love of God experience like McTilde did and recognize that it is designed specifically for you. Our spiritual practice this week comes from Richard Rohr, and we've titled it Love and Wisdom. I think it's just a little helpful reminder for us to realize our own powerlessness and how the ordinariness of everyday life is how God gets at us. We can live a life of poverty even in times of sufficiency and abundance. Letting go of our own small vantage point is the core of what we mean by conversion, and it's also what we mean by poverty. Letting go of our own small vantage point. You see, poverty is not just a life of simplicity, humility, restraint, or even lack. Poverty is when we recognize that myself by itself is largely powerless and ineffective. John's gospel goes far as to say that a branch that does not abide in Christ is withered and useless. And the transformed self living in union no longer lives in shame or denial of its weaknesses, but even rejoices because it does not need to pretend that it is any more than it actually is, which is now even more than enough. And in the pursuit of wisdom, on Wisdom Wednesday, The abundance of love leaves us at life's threshold. And love, intertwined with limited knowledge, unveils boundless possibilities. This holy simplicity acts as wisdom's mender, revealing our own limitations. When a pure heart aligns with a discerning mind, a profound sanctity emerges within the soul. And so the fusion of love and modest wisdom births unparalleled holiness. It's not just abundant knowledge, but the interplay of love and limited wisdom, that's what fosters true alignment. Perhaps that's why Yeshua kept reminding us that we needed to come from a place of humility. Embracing this interdependence leads to inner transformation, where limited knowledge and a heart filled with love, that's what elevates us towards profound sanctity within our collective souls. So I hope this little practice reminder can be of service to you in the coming weeks. And now our simple little benediction for those that are watching on the pod or listening on the podcast and watching on YouTube. We say goodnight to you. We invite you to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. so that you can become part of the dialogue that happens next. But for now, we remind everyone that love is the way and that you are love. I think this is MacTilde's central message too. Love is the way, and you are love. So until next time, stay awesome and be love. We look forward to seeing you again soon.